Okay, Tracy, so we're here to talk about this National Visual Art Exhibit Connecting Canadians Fresh Water. Now, I understand that this exhibit, which is being shown at various locations across Canada, showcases original work from inclusive art studios and allied organizations. What I'd like to know is a bit of background on how an inclusive art studio would support these neurodiverse artists.
Well, just to be clear, the National Art Exhibit is happening at, in Kingston at our new gallery, The Mix, at Heart Centre in downtown Kingston. So, a number of inclusive arts organizations from Canada have contributed canvases to the exhibit. So, each of them, it's sort of a network of inclusive groups that we have started to work with over the past few years. And basically, we supplied them with information about a partnership with the Marine Museum of the Great Lakes at Kingston that we had developed with the museum to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement between Canada and the United States. So we reached out to this network of inclusive arts groups and we asked them to reflect on their own relationship with fresh water and to create art that reflected that theme.
So it all stems back to this 50th anniversary of the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement and the partnership with the Marine Museum.
Yeah, it started there. So basically, Heart Center, when we were returning from the pandemic and trying to re-engage our artists with developmental disabilities in the arts, we really started thinking about, what is important. We were sort of connecting our to each other again, but we also wanted to connect to a collective purpose. So we really started to look at that theme of purpose, and it was at that time that the Marine Museum contacted us and told us about this 50th anniversary, and we kind of brainstormed about how could we help with this collective purpose of commemorating fresh water, making Canadians realize the importance and value of fresh water as a resource, a shared resource, and it kind of developed from there.
Let's talk a little bit about the mix. I understand this is a new community outreach and gallery space. Tell me about the mix.
Yeah, so the Mix, we were really lucky in a way to have a space open next to Heart Center, just adjacent to Heart Center that we were able to expand into in the end of last year, and we really just sort of launched at the beginning of this year. So it's a 4,000 square foot outreach and gallery. Like you said, it's got a 50-foot gallery wall, which, and this is going to be the first exhibit that we show there. But really, what we're using it for is we've, some of our Heart Studio activities have expanded in there, but we've also welcomed other inclusive arts groups to have residencies there, to do rehearsal, to be trained there in inclusive arts. And it's something that we're going to be developing over the next few years, but it's really an outreach space where other inclusive artists can offer workshops to the public, or they can train in inclusive arts, or they can just develop and connect with other inclusive arts groups. So we sort of see it as a place that can accelerate inclusive arts in Kingston and the region.
And inclusive arts goes beyond just the visual as well, from what I'm gathering in this exhibit as well.
Yeah, well, at Heart Center, we do include dance, music, theater, textile arts. Whatever, if we have community artists who are interested in doing something with the community, we're really interested in hearing from them, and we'll branch out into different mediums.
And of course, also within mind, perhaps some of the barriers that some might face in creating art as well.
Yeah, well, over the 25 years that Heart Center has been in Kingston, we've developed our own approach about how to make the arts very accessible and inclusive. And we did develop our own award-winning training program called Mix Abilities, and we do offer that a couple times a year, of the couple times a year, to community artists who want to know more about how to make the arts inclusive to many different people.
And I understand as well, there is going to be a large scale installation. Tell me a bit about this installation at 55 Ontario Street.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So that's part of this multi-project partnership that we had with the Marine Museum. So they really, we're really excited that they offered some workshops on the Great Lakes throughout the summer, both to HART studio artists and to the public. So they were offering weekly workshops. And during some of those, the community created artwork, which has contributed to this large scale installation, which they're launching on the same weekend that we're doing the private opening of Connecting Canadians. So it's all sort of coming together. So we're excited about it.
Amazing. Okay, so launching Friday, October 28th. Yes, October 28th, and running, and this is going to be open for public tours every Friday, starting the 28th, running through to December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is there a cost for this? How do people come in and view this this very exciting exhibit?
So Connecting Canadians, Freshwater, yeah, it'll be open every Friday until December 2nd. They can register for their private or their public tour on through Eventbrite. You can find the link on our website. So it's heartstudio.ca events, and you can find the link there, and it'll link you right to Eventbrite. You can choose which hour you want to come in to view the exhibit. And the Marine Museum as well, through their website, www.marmuseum.ca, I believe it is, you can learn more about the installation and when that's open.
Perfect. And perhaps just a little bit of a, if you can give, perhaps a little bit of a glimpse in terms of what people will see when they come to see this exhibit.
So you're going to see over 50 canvases or sculptures created by inclusive arts groups across Canada, including Cool Arts, Alternative Creation Studio, the Nina Haggerty Center for the Arts, National Access Arts Center, Reach Center, Creating Alternatives, L'Arche Toronto Soul Express, New Leaf Link, which is a group in Harrowsmith, Ontario. So you might know some of the artists there. Being Studio in Ottawa and The Space. So yeah, you'll just have to check it out. There'll be textile art as well. Everything is for sale. So if you are a collector of inclusive arts, it's a place to check out.
Canvases, sculptures, textile arts, all of it will be at this exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay, Tracy, well, thank you very much for telling me all about it today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.